Daisy Romero has never shied away from telling people she isn't authorized to be in the U.S.
A lot of us identified as dreamers. I myself didn't identify as a dreamer. I was just I identified myself as undocumented.
The 22-year-old political science major at the University of Pennsylvania says she's chosen to out herself as a way to push for policies to protect other immigrants. One thing she's been asking for is for UPenn to become a sanctuary campus. Last week, her wish became a reality, and the university announced it would refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials unless they have a warrant. But Romero still has a lot of questions. For instance, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It allows young people brought into the country illegally as children to study and work in the U.S. Romero wants to know how Penn will make sure she's still qualified for the work-study program that helps pay for her education. And what about students whose parents face deportation?
Let's say their parents are undocumented, and if they are deported, how do you reevaluate their financial aid here at the university? And how quickly can the university do that?
Romero says the administration has not responded to requests from her and other immigrant students to meet and hash out these details. Penn also declined our request for an interview. What being a sanctuary campus actually means is something many colleges and universities around the country are grappling with. Most higher ed administrators in the Philadelphia region are staying quiet on the topic. But many of them have signed a nationwide petition supporting DACA. That includes Penn State, St. Joseph's, Rutgers, Temple, and the University of Delaware. Princeton University President Christopher Eisgruber also signed the petition, but says he will not declare a sanctuary campus. In a letter to students last week, Eisgruber said immigration lawyers told the administration the concept has no basis in law. That's true, says Elizabeth Cohen, a political scientist at Syracuse University who studies immigration and citizenship.
Because if somebody comes with a warrant or a subpoena, they're going to have to make a decision. And that decision, if they want to protect students, will require either some really fancy legal work or civil disobedience.
On Friday, Swarthmore College's Board of Managers pledged to provide sanctuary to all students and community members. It's also forming a working group to address other issues. That could include finding ways to keep undocumented students employed if Trump repeals DACA, and providing emergency housing for those who can't go home during breaks. Lara Cohen is an associate professor working on the effort at Swarthmore. She says these are pragmatic steps the college can take.
I also think that there is a kind of political opportunity for colleges, for schools of all kinds, to publicly resist the kinds of policies that Trump is pursuing.
But that resistance could come with a price. John Sandwig is a former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement under the Obama administration. He says the agency rarely targets schools for immigration enforcement or asks about the status of their students.
At the end of the day, the federal government cannot compel these schools to share this information, except through the power of purse strings.
Sandwig says colleges and universities that adopt sanctuary campus policies could become subject to the same calls that some politicians have made against sanctuary cities like Philadelphia to cut off their federal funding. While there are no current threats to do so, these institutions have strong financial ties to Washington. A major research hub like UPenn receives $700 million in federal grants. And if federal financial aid packages could not be used at sanctuary campuses, that could put them at a competitive disadvantage. That means money is likely a major factor as colleges and universities work out how far they'll go to defend undocumented students. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.